Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Natavius. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My bank contacted me today and yesterday concerning a withdrawal out of my account from you people that I didn't authorize.
Alrighty, can I start off by getting your zip code?
72801.
And your first and last name?
Brenda Sanford, Sanford.
Alrighty, and for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
925 West 12th Street, F1, Russellville, Arkansas, 72801.
Alrighty, thank you so much for that information. Alrighty, looking over the account, I do see where on November the 18th, there was a trial started for our Vibe Watch, where you only paid $7.92 for shipping and handling. Now, that was a 14-day trial where you tried out the watch for 14 days, and if you were not satisfied with the watch, you were required to actually call in so you can have the so you can return the watch and have the account canceled out. Now, I do see that you're over your 14 days, and the watch has not been canceled out, so that's why you've been billed the full price of $59.97.
Okay, I was not aware of that. Nothing was stated concerning that. That authorization, I did okay. And when I did receive the watch, there was no watch in the box. So I returned the watch.
Yes, ma'am. Now, it did.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Now, it did state about the 14-day trial and the terms and conditions. That was the only way you can pay only $7.92 to get the watch. If it did not, if you did not just pay the $7.92, then you would have had to pay the full $59.97 up front. Now, if you're saying you have not received a watch, then
No, ma'am. No, and it wasn't 14 days. When I received what I received, I returned it in a matter of 2 days. It was no 14 days.
Yes, ma'am, I understand what you're saying. I'm saying from the time you ordered the watch on November the 18th, you started a 14-day trial. That's why you were able to only pay $7.92, which is the shipping and handling. Now, I don't see where the watch has been returned in our system.
Oh, it's been returned because there was no watch in the box.
Okay, well, just give me one moment. Let me check some things and see what's going on because we're not showing where the watch has actually been returned. I do see the watch was delivered to you on November the 21st. So you said you returned it 2 days after that, so that would have been on the 23rd,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, ma'am. And there was, I'm going to repeat this again and again, there was no watch in the box.
Yes, ma'am. So you just returned, you said there were no watch in the box, so you returned a box?
No, ma'am. The only thing that was in the box was the charger and the band. The watch face was not in the box.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And where did you return the watch to?
I returned it to sender, whatever address was on the package.
Okay, well, just give me one moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here. Okay, just give me one more moment.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty, thank you so much for being patient with me and holding. Now, what I can do for you is reship the watch out and offer you a 35% refund of that $59.99.
A 35% refund?
Yes, ma'am.
And what am I getting for that 35? I mean, what else am I getting? I'm paying for the full amount of the watch?
Yes, ma'am. The watch is originally $59.97. So since you're saying you did not receive the actual watch in the box, I can go ahead and get it resent out to you and then provide you with the 35% refund of the $59.97. So that'll be $20.98 taken off of it. So you'll be paying $39 for the watch.
Okay, now what? First of all, I'm going to let you know something. There was nothing stated when it arrived, nor was there anything stated when I authorized this about a 14-day from the date of ordering it to the date of shipment and arrival. There was no statement about a 14-day trial.
Yes, ma'am. Now, it does state it in the terms and conditions. I can provide you with the website and show you where the terms and conditions were.
Oh, that's fine. You can do that.
Okay. Are you ready for the website?
Yes, I am.
It's shop, S-H-O-P, hype, H-Y-P-E, watch.com. It's no spaces in between it.
Okay. So it's shophypewatch.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm supposed... Okay, now what if I get this package again and still there's no watch... There's no my watch face in it?
Yes, ma'am. Now, if you get this package again and there is still no watch in it, you just call us back and we'll go... You just return that one to sender like you did the first one and you just call us back and we'll go ahead and issue you the remaining amount.
That's fine.
Okay. Alrighty, well, I did go ahead and get that refund issued of $20.98, and I also did go ahead and reship that watch to you. You should be receiving that watch within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
That's fine. Now, what about the $59.97? Was that withdrawn out of my account?
Yes, the $59.97 was already withdrawn out of your account. I've issued you a refund of the $20.98, making the watch only $39.
Okay, so you have credited me $20.98.
Yes, ma'am.
And how long would it be before I see that credited to my account?
The refund usually takes 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, well, I look forward to seeing the dang watch.
Yes, ma'am. It should be there within 3 to 4 days. That's how the shipping, how long the shipping usually takes. And just when you get it, check it. If it's not in there again, just go ahead and return to sender and call us back, and we'll go ahead and refund you the remaining amount, okay?
Thank you, ma'am. Who am I speaking to?
Natavius.
Okay, Natavius, thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
They still charge me.